Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah, Claudia, did you want to ask Reese anything before we get out of here?
No, I just want to thank you for your time, and I want to say that I've actually learned a lot. I'm going to go Google the story of Job. I'm not super well-versed in the Bible, but that comes with, like, the culture I grew up in. I mean, you know, I lived in a communist island up until, like, the age of 7, so religion wasn't allowed. Religion wasn't allowed, which is interesting. My moon and Sag kind of, like, repels it, but I'm very interested in it because, you know, when I came to this country, it was very much like, oh, you know, you pick a political party and you pick a religion, you know?
But, wow. Okay. I got it.
What you want?
But it's true. It's true. And so, but I never vibed with any of them. And astrology
in Miami, by the way.
Yeah, I'm in Miami, Florida. I'm in the melting pot of the entire United States, which is It's very heavy over here right now. But
ground zero.
Yeah, but astrology, like, did it for me. And everything that you said about how it made you feel, I felt the same exact way. And I actually have spoke to one astrologer, and he actually told me that the astrology community was not very friendly, and I didn't believe him. You know, I didn't believe, he was white, but I was just kind of like, well, that's weird, you know, because I thought the same thing, like, astrologers should be high-minded people. I mean, like, we do this, like, you have to love astrology to do this, like, for real, you know?
Yeah, that's why I got into it. And I also started seeing other things, like, when it came to the black heroes, there were no black astrologers delineating those charts. The charts of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they'll tell you, oh, there are such and such rising. And you'll be like, okay. And you just flow with it because these are the elder astrologers who've been in tradition for years. But when I started testing those ascendants, I saw that they were wrong. I you know, said my mentor rectified Malcolm X's chart to Scorpio ascendant. And I went behind him and tested him, what he did versus what they said he was before, a Sag or Taurus rising, and or Malcolm's chart, you know, saying Martin's chart, you know, saying same thing with Michael Jackson. It didn't tell you, oh, he's a Leo, he's a Pisces. But let me tell you something. Malcolm Jackson's head caught on fire. Okay. And he died because of the medicine that they gave him. Mess with his brain and his blood, right? So I'm just gonna give you a tidbit. Aries was in the eighth place of his death, all right? And injury, and he burnt half of his face, and he always got surgery on his face, right? Did he not do this, okay? And so, and if you looked at his lifestyle, you put Virgo to descendant, start looking when he did the Pepsi Cola commercial, when Thriller came out, when he built
Wonderland,
all that kind of stuff. Virgo matches Virgo and the progression from Virgo, the secondary progression from Virgo and the tertiary progression, okay, and the lunar progression from Virgo will show you that he's a Virgo at the ascendant, not a Leo rising, not a Pisces rising. So then I had to test like Wendy Houston, and I'm like, okay, Wendy is not a Capricorn rising, she's a Sag rising. And so then I start putting out the rises from my study. Oh my goodness. Like Barbara Streisand, they were saying she was an Aries rising. I'm like, she's a Sag. And, you know, back and forth, because they hate. Like, if you go to celebrityastro.com, I'm like, who are these? How come no one ever questions these astrologers? No one ever put their work to the test. And if you do, you'll get a whole bunch of hate mail, okay? A bunch of haters or death threats, literally, because you're doing stuff like that. And I think it's sad because we're all in the same. If we were all race car drivers, I would tell you, okay, you're a race car driver. I got this new super over there. I want you to test it because I want you to I want you to let everybody know this is the fastest thing around. Don't take my word for it, right? Mm-hmm. We are on the same. So it is normal for contemporaries to test one another in the fields that they operate in. It is not just an ego thing. And so a lot of them take it very personally, and the racism comes out immediately because I'm a black man and I am intelligent and I do know what the fuck I'm talking about with astrology. It's an exception to me, and I test it. And I do a part of astrology a lot of them don't do. I test it. That's the only difference for me and 90% of the astrologers that I meet. They don't test it. They read a book. They equate to their chart and the few charts of people they know, but they never test it. They never test to see when Mercury hits their ascendant and it rules my third house, and it hits that first house cusp by transit, are third house matters coming to the fore?
Yeah.
True.
If Mercury hits the seventh house cusp in the transit or in the progress, and it rules my third house, are third house matters manifesting in my relationships? You know what I'm saying? They're not doing this at all.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.